You're listening to K-Chung. This is Volume. We're a collective focusing on sound art and performance. And today we're here live at K-Chung with Sean Taylor of Group Theory, which is a cassette label that we're showcasing for our cassette label program today. So, hi Sean, how are you?
How's it going?
Great, great. So what can you tell us about what we just listened to?
What we just listened to was, for a short period at the beginning, was the artist Sin. His real name is Saleh Abad Samad. He's from Singapore. And he's actually an artist that Mark Taylor of the label and James of the label have made connections to kind of bridge the experimental scene of Singapore and, you know, Southeast Asian experimental noise scene with LA and like in the US and stuff like that. And then that track went into a track from James, who's one of the guys on the label, and he goes under the name J3MS. That was called Reimagination. And the first thing we listened to was called Intro Mono 6 Disease. And both those tracks came off of the first released off Group Theory recordings. It's a four-way split called Ceased the Perfect Moments. And it features Sin and James, which you just heard, and OCD and DJ Dragon. And OCD is, we'll play a little bit of that later on, and that's Mark Taylor. He's on the label, and he helps run the label. And DJ Dragon is a circumventing artist and experimental musician from Toronto, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's that release. Cool. Let's see, we're gonna play something that Group Theory put out, a second release, which is something from Crowhurst. His release called Empty Rooms. We're gonna play a little bit off the track called Left.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, so this is Crowhurst with Left.
So that was Crowhurst, who are a collective too, right?
Yeah. No, they're a collective. It's actually Jay Gambit. He's kind of the brains behind the project, and he brings on various members from various scenes in LA, but it is mostly Jay Gambit's thing, and that's Crowhurst, and that's the second release from Group Theory, and that's called Empty Rooms, I guess I should talk a little bit about the label.
I mean, sure, yeah. So you guys are a cassette label mostly, then?
Yeah. We've got five releases out right now. We've got a few more in the pipe, down the pipe, which I'll talk about a little bit later. The label, it's experimental in nature, and we have an emphasis on electronic, ambient, noise, drone. We do a little bit of glitch, circuit bent music. Kind of gets a little dark wave a little bit, some industrial kind of influences in there too. There's harsh noise thrown in there, and also techno. Just kind of straight up electronic music. That's more coming in the future. It was first started by actually my brother, Mark Taylor, and his friend James Allen, and I joined a few months ago to just kind of round it out .
So it seems like there's kind of a lot of cassette labels around these days. Like, what was the interest for you in that particular format?
I like the medium. I know it's just kind of it's kind of fun. Some of it was born out of necessity. It's a little bit cheaper to produce than everything else.
Right.
There is a big scene for it. There's a big.
Sure.
Yeah, and I personally kind of like the limited nature. You press 50 to 100, and you kind of get in and get out, and
you can do a lot with the artwork too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and it has been making a bit of a comeback. Which is nice.
Speaking of which, we have some really gorgeous cassette releases as objects.
Oh yeah.
From some other labels that we're gonna play in a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, let's see, what do we have coming up next? We're going to play a little bit of OCD, which is Mark Taylor on the label. And this track is called Small Business that we're going to play.
All right.
And I will, let's see, cue that.
For sure. Coming up, we've got a track by OCD, who's Mark Taylor. You're listening to K-Chung, and this is Volume, which you can find here every third Thursday of the month, this time 6 to 7 p.m. So keep a lookout.
All right, here we go.
up. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, suck it.
All right, having a little technical difficulty. Sorry about that. We've got something cool coming up for you next.
Yes, hopefully. Let's see what we were going to play. We were going to play Gattatech, which is Sonia Fierce, and this is from a split with J3M5, which is James Allen. From the Group Theory Records, and Gattatech is Sonia Fierce, and she's an, I believe, LA-based artist, and does kind of techno, like noisy techno stuff.
Yeah.
We're trying to.
Is it still playing? Are we still having problems?
We're still having problems.
Well, you know, Sean, I heard that you put out an album recently.
I did.
Maybe you could sort of slide that in.
I will try.
While we're sitting around here.
Yeah.
It's a cassette label day for those of you who are just joining us. We're Volume. We're a sound and performance art curatorial collective. It's been around since 2007. And we're here on K-Chan every Thursday at this time, 6 to 7 p.m. Some of you might remember the Akianda show we did last year, another artist who works with cassette tapes, in his case, Walkman tapes. It's an interesting medium.
All right, so this is going to be something I did. It's going to be something off of a future release, but it's out digitally right now. It's kind of self-released, and it's I go by the name of Jamaican Windstorm, and this is off the album called Over It, and it's called Jessica's Jam. So I'm gonna give this a shot and see if it works.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Oh,
All right, we're back.
Hey.
Can
you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, great. What's up, everybody? So that was Jamaican Windstorm, which is Sean Taylor, with some material off of his recently self-released album. And so that was some releases from Group Theory, and this being cassette label day, I also wanted to, you know, maybe showcase some cassette labels that have influenced you guys in what you do. So maybe you could talk about that, like what you brought along and stuff.
I got a few things here. The first thing I'm gonna play is a very cool release off of Leaving Records, which I believe now is a subsidiary of Stone's Throw, run by Matthew David. And they actually released the first record by Julia Holter. I think that was their first release. Then they switched to tapes. I think that was vinyl only. They switched to tapes like really quickly. Mm-hmm. And the third release is what I brought with me today. Actually, this is one of Mark's recommendations. It's the artist Dem Hunger. And back in 2009, I believe, he released this album called Caveman Smack. And it is pretty trippy. It's kind of it's kind of like uncategorizable. It's very all over the place. But I can talk a little bit more about some of the other stuff too.
Is it playing already?
No, it's not. I can actually cue it up.
Just cue it up.
So we can see if we're in business with this tape player.
Yeah, totally. Old technology, you know.
It's fantastic.
Rescued from the dustbin of obsolescence.
So let's see. I'll talk over this, and we'll see if the music happens.
Yeah. We brought another tape deck too.
Yeah. So let's see. Another release. We're gonna play.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Which one was this again?
This is Dem Hunger with. The name of the track is Rainwater Tea. And nice. You know what? I'm gonna stop talking because this is really cool.
Listening to Kitchen.
Thank you.
So we're switching tapes, and I just wanted to let you guys, you know, out there, our listeners know, some of these artifacts we have here are really fantastic. There's one, comes in a black drawstring bag. It has a rock in a dime bag, really intense.
Very, very cool, elaborate packaging.
Yeah, totally, which is one of my favorite things, really, with cassette releases, the creativity people show, and how they package it for you. But what we have coming up next is something that I listened to a lot when it came out. The dates are 1958 to 2009. And it was it's this cool sort of ambient drone project. And it's really wonderful.
But that name has an interesting origin behind it.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally Michael Jackson's. The whole series is like named after Michael Jackson, but in birth to death form.
Right.
Yeah.
So I never made that connection.
Yeah. It's kind of a trip.
Yeah. And then we got this other one here that I hope to play something from. What's this one called, actually, Sean?
That's the box set from Stunned Records.
Stunned Records.
Yeah. It's like six cassettes, and they combined both sides onto one side, so like the cassettes have a lot of material on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were gonna play something from Rambutan later off of that.
Oh, cool!
But
yeah.
If you want to say who's on that.
There's a ton of cool stuff. You know, Sean McCann, Grand Capes, probably a lot of people in the listening audience have heard of a lot of these guys. And the box is just extraordinary. It's like a plastic hard case.
Yeah, it's almost like like one of those Sanrio boxes.
Amazing.
Yeah, a lot of cool creativity with cassettes.
Yeah.
So right now we're gonna let you listen to a little bit of 1958 to 2009.
I love this one.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's I'll bring it up a bit so it plays under us. I just love it. Floating away on the clouds of 1958 to 2009. Yeah, so we're sort of bringing things to a close here, but before we go, Sean, maybe you want to tell us what's coming up next for Group Theory.
Yeah, these are the future plans. So I'm going to go over upcoming releases. So as we played earlier, the album that I put out, Jamaican Windstorm, will, either the album or a split will be getting some kind of release in the near future. Cool. We got a release coming up from Scott Craig. He's the owner of Records LA, and his project is it's kind of like Frippertronics, like the the first Eno Fripp album, Pussyfooting, very influenced by that. And then there's the Eson Comp, which is I believe the label that Sin runs, which we heard
from
at the beginning.
Singapore.
From Singapore, yeah. And that compilation is going to feature OCD, James or J3M5, Sin, and Circuit Trip, which he's from Singapore and he's worked a lot in the Japanese noise scene. He's a pretty pretty heavy hitter in that scene.
Nice.
And then I think it's might be the next release. I'm not entirely positive, but there's going to be a J3M5 split with Igor Amokian, and he is very big in the circuit bending community in LA, so that should be should be very interesting. And then the last thing I am going to talk about is the show that
basically is
a showcase for the label. It's OCD, Sonia Fierce, James, and Igor Amokian are going to be playing next Wednesday in Pomona at the DA Center for Arts.
Sure, yeah.
So next Wednesday. What's that?
Next
Wednesday. What day is that? What date is that? I guess that's...
Yeah, what's the date?
That's the 22nd. So cool. Pomona, DA Center for the Arts. And you'll be able to catch a lot of this stuff live. So if you enjoyed check it out.
Be there.
Yeah.
Be there, be square.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this has been Volume for K-Chung.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to find us here again.
Yeah.
Every third Thursday of the month, 6 p.m. So please check back in. We're going to have a host of wonderful offerings for you, some exciting live performances and DJ sets and interviews with artists and so forth. So, yeah, I hope you'll come back. And we look forward to broadcasting to you. All right, well, until later.